give you a heads up on what this podcast is about. It is about vocabulary, colloquialisms, expressions, and emotive attitudes in communication. Interestingly, there is a vocabulary domain within which we all exist. This domain is influenced by the persons that the individual interacts with. If the individual is a professional, then the profession's colloquialisms, expressions, slangs, and attitude become an integral part of the individual's source of articulation. This is why humans are called social animals. The only difference between animals and humans is that humans can talk. Animals communicate, humans talk. Animals don't have languages as per the region that they belong to. The Bengal tigers don't speak Bengali. Siberian tigers don't speak Russian. But they do communicate with sound. That sound, when used by humans, is what is known as a language. The dialect differing with the region, culture, and civilization that the person evolved in. The language becomes a collective way of expression of ideas, emotions, etc. And here is the crux of the matter. In days prior to the internet revolution, people would visit another country or a city in another state on perhaps a vacation and for business or political visits. But the internet, the advent of internet and the social media and the globalized economies have pitted individuals with strangers across the world without knowing anything about each other's lingos, mannerisms or colloquialisms. At a professional level, what the scenario expands into is one of disparities in language, cultural affinities, and social etiquettes. The disparities begin to assume importance when, because of the connection established, the salesmen or the consultants are all too enthused and expect to sell their ideas or product, but find that the response is not as they expected. Although the same words, communication techniques and content worked fantastically in the other places where they sold them with considerable ease. So where lies the problem? The problem lies with the cultural frequency in which the communication happens between persons of disparate culture or country. No amount of adjustment works because it would all come out as fake to the mind that is tuned to the colloquialism and cultural nuances in expressions of its region. Some audience are so serious about the way they are spoken to that they take it as an offense if a person cracks a joke because maybe it's a sales platform and you're not supposed to be cracking jokes. You're supposed to be selling something. So the expectations are cultivated through years of interacting with other human beings who expect certain mannerisms, certain colloquialism, certain emotive way that their mind is totally tuned only, in fact, this word tuned as in tuned, and it would immediately ring a tone in somebody else's ears who is more tuned to listen or hear the word spoken as tuned. So there are so many mannerisms that we are accustomed to that we don't accept new mannerisms so easily.